Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. This is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. Bernadette, the woman who has a particular set of skills, just finished manufacturing a life-size butter lamb right here where the equipment is set up. It's full size. You could ride this sucker. Oh, if you're going to get engaged to a Polish girl. I'm just telling you.
Are you going to melt it?
Yeah, in fact, I don't think we can fit it in the microwave oven to melt it. We may have to dismember it.
Ooh.
That sounds cruel. Would you like me to bring you in a leg, Tony?
Oh, yes, please.
You've always been a leg man,
yeah.
And this would be perfect.
Right.
If you're not a leg man, you're out of luck because there's nothing else on this lamb except legs and a tail. A tail, a butter tail. Have you ever had a butter tail?
No, I have not had a butter tail.
How about any kind of tail?
Well.
That's another story.
Yeah,
it is a Beach and Company, and I was wondering, they were talking to someone from the Broadway market, and sadly, this is a time when there's usually hopping, and it'll be less than hopping, but they are still open and controlled. But they were talking about, they've already changed the date of the Dingus Day celebration, including the parade. And one thing I'm thinking of, I don't know if they thought of this when they changed the date. Pussy willows must have a lifespan of a certain date to a certain date. Bernadette, come over here for a second. Will the pussy willows be in bloom for a long time or a little bit, do you know?
No, they don't bloom for a long period of time, but you can cut them when they're at bloom, and they will stay in that condition for quite a while.
It's like being circumcised. If you cut them at a certain time, you stay in bloom for longer. Did you guys know that?
Not know that.
What's the matter with you? You don't know about butter lambs or circumcision? What kind of a show is this?
I don't know. Informative?
Exactly. And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to Google the audience. I came up with this in my trusty little brain. Usually when we're looking for things we don't know the answer, we used to ask people, do you know this, or do you have the answer to this? Now we don't ask people, we Google it. So we all go to Google. Well, I heard Alan Harris this morning, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Did you guys know that Alan Harris said that he was lonely? Did you hear him say that?
I did not.
He did.
I could hear in his voice just how lonely he is. You know, I feel bad for Alan, but remember, he still gets to talk to us in the morning. He gets to talk to Tom in the afternoon. He's doing just fine.
That's fine. And I think we notice a pattern here. Every hour and a half, 7 minutes, he's off mic. So I don't know what he's doing there, but whatever it is, stop it. Stop it immediately.
I'm so lonely. Isn't that a country song?
I'm so lonely I could cry. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry that Alan's lonely. What do you guys think we can do to make his life less lonely? Anything? Any suggestions?
Video stuff.
Oh, I think he has enough videos at home.
You mean with all the traffic cameras?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Absolutely. at least we're not lonely because Bernadette's here. And yesterday, right after we signed off, the doorbell rang. Okay?
Wasn't and me.
It's the first time the doorbell has rung in the last couple of weeks or so, and went to it, and guess what was there? I'll give you three guesses. Just take one of them. Well, give me a guess.
Food.
What do you say, Buzzy?
I already know because a call was placed to the control room.
Oh, to track it down.
Yes.
I got it. a delicious meatloaf melt from the country.
Oh, you're killing me.
From the country cottage with curly fries. Nice and warm. Thanks to the folks that they didn't have to go out of their way to do that. I really appreciate it. It was very nice, and it really was. Now I know how it feels when, say, you're lost in the jungle or something, and then you finally see real food, and oh my goodness, meatloaf melt. It was delicious, and thank you very much for that. Yeah, they had to track us down, but they found us.
Nice.
We're talking about that. Googling the audience. What does that mean? That means there's a lot of people out there right now listening to this. We've been behind closed doors for some time now. And there's something they don't know the answer to. Like how to keep the kids amused once you've run out of binge watching and video games. Or how can I make black bean soup but I don't have any black beans? things like... How do I wash my T-shirt in a thimble? Just things like that. And then somebody else in the audience, I guarantee, knows the answer to your question. So I thought it'd be fun, instead of going to Google, which is the easy way out, we would ask the brain power of our own audience about things that they're dealing with right now. That they haven't had to deal with before, and they don't quite know how to get the job done. I'll give you an example. We're broadcasting from a room where we have books. It's like a bookcase, three bookcases, actually, and a computer and all that stuff. We're in here. Somebody said yesterday that they could hear when Bernadette left the room because the door was squeaking, and we should get some WD-40 and oil it. Well, guess what? It ain't squeaking no more because Bernadette went and got WD-40 from our own garage and oiled it up, and now my door is not squeaking. So you see, there are answers to everything. Tony, you said that until you got the electronic game for your son, he was totally bored. So you went down and got that. That's good. That's an example of something good. And people have questions that they just don't know the answer to. And I'm thinking that in our entire vast, very intelligent audience, that we know the answers to almost any question you may have. Except where do babies come from? We don't know that yet, but we're...
Storks. They come from storks. I'm convinced of it.
Meanwhile, Tony, I understand you're approaching neighborhood children and asking them to sign off on a 2018 birth certificate so you can get more money in the stimulus.
Here, kids, sign up. I've got some of my Niagara Falls Football Club team.
That's right.
Players.
You could sign up your whole club.
Yep. Come on, Vipers, sign up.
Look at how many kids Tony had in 2018.
Let's see. I got Joey Bossinger. I've got Jordan Ayers. I got this covered.
I did the math. It's $1,200 a person, so that's 12 for you and 12 for Jeannie. That's 24. And $500 a kid, that's, you got two kids, that's another 1,000. 24 and 1,000 is, you're going to have $3,400 coming to T. Caligiuri.
I'm looking forward to that. Wonder what day did I research it? I'm like, oh, this ought to be nice. And I told Jeannie. She said, okay. And most naturally, like most wives, she already found a way to spend it.
She spent it already. It hasn't shown up yet.
But here's the worst part about it. I mean, I'm happy that I'm going to get the money, but it has a downside, and that is I'm going to have to get rid of my favorite robe.
Oh, you have a robe your wife doesn't like?
Yeah, she says because it has holes in it, I need to throw it out and buy
a new one. That's in the same category, Tony, as a recliner chair.
Yeah, or sweatpants, or your favorite T-shirt that you wear around the house.
Women hate those things, and when they have an opportunity to get rid of them, they do. I see we're a little late for the break because of great comedic opportunities that we took advantage of. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company. It is Beach & Company live from our beautiful palatial home. In downtown Detroit. Actually, I'm not in Detroit. I'm not going through any kind of cabin fever yet. Now, Beamer, are you a little jealous that Tony is going to get $3,400 in a stimulus package, but you say you don't really need a stimulus package. Is that correct?
I don't think that's what I said.
Oh, I think that's what you said. I must have just heard it wrong.
Jeannie says she's heard that this is going to be in two installments. Have you heard that?
I hadn't heard that they were going to be in installments.
That's our first Google question.
Yeah.
Okay. Will they be in installments or not? Beamer, he has two children and a wife, and so that's the reason he got the 34. You will get $1,200. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The nice part is you'll get the $1,200, and you don't have to have two kids and a wife. How good is that?
That's right. I get it for just being me.
I gotta be me.
I've gotta be me.
I'm glad we're spending taxpayer money well, though, because those are examples of using it properly. An example of maybe not so properly, in this package, $25 million is going to the Kennedy Center, because the Democrats put that in. $25 million. If you've ever seen the Kennedy Center, and I have seen it many times, it's certainly, it's nice. But $25 million in taxpayer dough could go toward a lot of other things this time around. But at least the Senate voted unanimously. There were four members missing because they were either in quarantine or weren't there for some reason. But it was a unanimous vote. That's good. Now it goes to the House, and that's the House is where all the crazies live. So what do you think? What do you guys think? I think it'll pass. But is it going to be as smooth as silk, or is it going to be a rough road ahead?
Well, there's groups that are demanding, Republicans, you need to stop this from happening, and we can't let this in there. How dare you? So who knows?
Everybody grandstanding.
Yeah, that's
right?
Exactly what it is.
It's grandstanding. But this is $2 trillion. And some are saying, well, don't worry about it if this doesn't do it, because we can go back two or three more times. What? How much money do we have in that rainy day fund? I'm glad we're helping people, though, and let's hope the money goes where it's supposed to go, to people out of work, people with kids. You need a mouth to feed because a lot of them aren't getting paychecks. So this will certainly help with it.
I think one thing is for sure is most people understand or realize that there's a lot of pork being put in here, and they're not happy about it.
Yeah, there's always pork. When you get a spending bill, it's almost like a free-for-all. Everybody throws their favorite project in. They want a library. They want a bridge. And in order to get the reason the money is appropriated through, then you got to give them the library or the bridge. And something's wrong with that. I wish they could go to line item veto. I think line item, of course, did you see how big this bill is? Physically, like a book? It's huge.
That means we need to pass it before we know what's inside.
That's how we'll find out what's in it. I don't know if you had 100 people reading it, how you could read it overnight. The House is going to vote on it tomorrow. So they've had since last night until sometime tomorrow to get that thing, if they're going to really pay attention to it, get it read. That's a lot of reading. They bring that thing over, you get a hernia.
So what do they do? Assign a staff of lawyers to go through it for them?
I don't know, but I would assume that that's what they do, go through it and take notes, because otherwise anything could have been slipped in there. You know what I mean? Something for Alan to amend his loneliness. It could be almost anything in there. And we'll find out. So the first thing we're going to do today is Google the audience and any questions you have that you don't know the answer to and you don't want to go to Google. Our audience probably knows, so let's do that. Also, who did your takeout and how was it? All right, the reason I'm throwing this in is yesterday I got takeout and it was excellent. It was my famous, not my famous, but the famous meatloaf melt from Country Cottage. And the doorbell rang, and it was an angel from the Country Cottage saying, "Here, we don't want you to miss your meatloaf melt." And I savored it, and I enjoyed it. So that was good. Now, you've probably had takeout or delivery somewhere. Also, tell us about the delivery thing. Alan said that a couple of days ago that he was thinking of using a service that you pull up, and they put your groceries in your trunk. So nobody touches them except the people who stack the trunk, and you. Susan said that she had heard that it takes as long as 6 days to get it. Now, that's not not exactly the best thing unless you were absolutely housebound and couldn't physically get there. Would either of you guys use one of those delivery sessions for groceries?
No, not for groceries. I feel safe enough when I go shopping. In fact, I went after work yesterday, got the sanitizer, did the handle of the shopping cart, went about my business,
You said something was different. You went to Wegmans.
Yeah.
And as soon as you got there, there was a cop in the door.
Yeah.
Probably to guard the toilet paper.
You would think, but it was still cleaned out.
He goes, "Hey, are you here for the two ply?
Drop the Charmin.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Quit squeezing that Charmin, you. We're going to put you in bracelets. This will all end up in Cops, the show Cops, in about 3 months.
You know, they did something different as
well. The guy
will
go, "Wait a minute. That isn't my toilet paper.
It's someone else's."
How come you have the 6 double rolls underneath your sweatshirt? I don't know.
It's someone else's sweatshirt.
Somebody else must have put them in there. I didn't notice that. Yeah, exactly.
I've watched Cops.
Go ahead, Tony.
The other thing that was different was instead of walking up to a lane to cash out, you had to stand kind of like a starter thing way back by the freezer section. And then when a aisle opened up, the cashier would go wave and then somebody would say, "Okay, aisle 9 is ready."
Wow, but you had to go to aisle 1, which was 8 aisles away from aisle 9.
It's yeah.
just like changing planes in Detroit.
It had gave me a chance to pick up some more Hershey's bars.
Very nice. I see we're about to go into news, so let's check that out on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Beach and Company live from the house. We are at the house. You know how they always say, "Take it to the house"? Well, we're at the house, and we've taken it right here. I'm looking around at my surroundings. Got a lot of books, a lot of video stuff, and I've got something that I bet very few people have. I have a huge Snoopy Pez dispenser. Look at that. You have to use a piece of Pez the size of a cannonball to use that. I guess it was a gift. It was probably a gift from a listener or relatives, but it is a giant, I mean big, it's over maybe 2 feet tall, Snoopy Pez dispenser. Now, two things. We're going to Google the audience. If you have any questions or problems or you're wondering about something, don't use Google. Use our audience because somebody in our audience will know the answer. And who did your takeout and how was it? Because a lot of people are eating takeout or delivery. We can add delivery to this question. Let's go to line one. This is Tom in Newstead. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, good morning. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for holding, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Well, a lot of things. Number one, I called a woman that I'm concerned about. She's been homeschooling.
Okay.
And I asked her how it was going. And she said, well, so far yesterday, two students have been suspended for fighting in class, and the teacher was fired for drinking on the job.
At her own house? Very good. Very good. I like a little humor there. Thank you very much. Let's go to Bill now on line two. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I've got a few things for you. I was wondering, are you and Tony and Joe able to see each other at all? You're using
No. It's just as well. If you've ever seen Tony and Joe, you know that that's just as well that we can't see them. No, well, we have verbal but no video.
I thought maybe you could do a Zoom meeting. I heard someone say one of the best things about doing your job there from the house instead of the studio is that your restroom is only a few steps away. But
it is. It's like six steps away, and at the station, you have to get an Uber driver to bring you to it. And you can't always do it in a talk format because we don't have long breaks.
Did you see that viral video of that one company that was doing the Zoom meeting, and the lady just kind of walked to the restroom, and everyone's sort of watching her, and she sits down, and then they have to put the camera away?
No, I have not. The one I have seen, though, I liked, where they set up a camera at the end of a dining room table, and the family sits down to eat, and somebody else, probably more extended members of their family, are having dinner with them in a different location. That's kind of cool.
There's this site, Sandy, too. If you go to howmuchtoiletpaper.com, it'll tell you how long your supply is going to last. So maybe you can try that later.
Well, that's good. We go by the average number of sheets. Certainly with some, it would last longer than others.
Here's a random fact and then the question that I have for you.
Okay,
assuming the head of a common pin is 1 millimeter in diameter.
Okay.
And these coronaviruses are 0.125 of a micron, so they're an eighth of a micron, and a micron is 1/1000th, I believe, of a millimeter. So on the head of a pin, you can get about 60 million of these little coronaviruses.
Wow, yeah. Somebody had said earlier in one of our shows that I had suggested that Bernie came up with the idea if they could come up with something that could be sprayed that would, or a light that would illuminate the virus, then you would know how much virus there was and where it was. But somebody said they're so small it'd be almost impossible, that you would need a super microscope to even see them.
Now, here's my question for you. I was thinking a way to solve this crazy spending that's being put into the bill to help everybody out.
Yeah.
We know that all three of the branches of government are equal, right?
Right.
If the president wants to, he can veto a bill that gets sent to him. Why not for this case? Why can't they give President Trump line item veto so that he could say, well, let's see, here in this bill that's given to me, I can give funding for these families that are suffering, but the champagne fountain for the Kennedy Center, I'm going to veto just that line.
Yeah, line item veto is something that I've been in favor of for a long, long time because it's a much more efficient way to do it. Because right now, anytime there's a pot of money going to anywhere, everybody lines up and throws their favorite project in there. Now, it may be a worthy project, may not be. It doesn't really matter. I like your idea, and we'll send it along to the president, Bill. Thank you. Thank you very much. Tony, you were mentioning to me that you officially launched the barbecue season yesterday at your home.
Oh, it was nice out. I had a strong need to barbecue. I only threw some hot dogs on, made myself Texas hots. So
oh,
they were
cool.
Absolutely delicious, and it was great.
I hope they were Salins hot dogs.
Of course. That's all
Salins
I buy.
It is the standard of hot dogs.
Yeah, once Jeannie came home with turkey hot dogs, and Nick kind of laughed. What are you trying to do with this?
Well, it's just the smell of barbecue, maybe a little smoke coming from the grill, makes you think it's the 4th of July instead of the beginning of the season.
Yeah, just to feel the sun out on you and let the kids play around in the patio. Samantha had chalk out, so she was drawing on that. And
cool.
It was good to get out.
I know you came up in a tough neighborhood when you got chalk, you drew the outline of a body on the sidewalk.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, that's not...
It was a class at Burgard that we went through.
Yeah, I could just see that. Now, Buzzy, Tony was talking about his experience at the supermarket. Have you been to one since lockdown time?
I've been to about four times. I've been to three different supermarkets or store types that have groceries. And the first few days, obviously it was packed. You didn't go in with a list. You just looked at what they had and made up the list on demand, right? Okay.
Yeah, you pick from what they had so you wouldn't be disappointed, sure.
Right. But then I went yesterday to get a few things. And again, there's more bread than there was last week, but still, not the bread you probably prefer.
Not the good bread.
Right. The rice is completely overpicked. Noodles are almost impossible to find. I did notice that Easter stuff is already marked down 50% on most items.
Including chocolate and good stuff?
Yeah, well, yeah. I had to get some.
Wow.
I had to get some Reese eggs, Sandy.
Oh, of course. Just in case, you must have emergency eggs.
But, you know, I also grilled yesterday, and like Tony said, it was just so nice. I went for a nice 3-mile run and then went home and grilled some burgers. And standing at the grill, drinking a beer, I mean, you kind of forgot everything that was going on for a few minutes.
Yep.
Well, at least you weren't as lonely as Alan Harris. I never heard a guy say on the air how lonely he was. But, of course, we have audio that proves it. I mean, there's audio of Alan's voice, no question, going, look, a car. Because how would you like to be the traffic reporter and there's no traffic?
Well, how sad am I? I got happy when my neighbors were walking their dog and I got to wave through the window. Hi, John.
Oh, look, they're picking up what the dog left. This is so exciting. I wish we had it on video.
I was just going to say, let me get my phone out.
Well, today was a real exciting morning. The garbage truck came.
Oh, man, you're lucky. I'm moving
to your
neighborhood.
It was happening.
Let's take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're really feeling bad for our little bitty buddy, Alan Harris, because this morning, he was talking to Susan Rose, and she was asking how he's doing. And he said that he was lonely. You know, stressed we can understand, and it's hard to deal with stress and sometimes despair even. So you got stretch and despair. You got both of those. But lonely is really tough. So we've had Bobby Vinton come in. We've hired Bobby Vinton to come in, and this is for Alan Harris, ladies and gentlemen. Go play it, Tony. Play it. Let him know. This is for our traffic reporter who is so lonely. This is just for him, Alan Harris. Now, Bobby, anytime you're ready, we'll start paying you.
Lonely.
That's Alan Harris.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
No more traffic until like 4 o'clock.
I have nobody.
You have nobody at your house?
For my own.
Oh, we wish Alan had a little bitty buddy, you know?
Lonely.
Come on, Alan.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
We get the point, you chick magnet, you.
I had someone to call on the phone.
You could call Susan Rose tomorrow morning. You're not a soldier, you're a traffic reporter. Oh, poor Alan. You're away from home, stuck in a studio. You certainly don't wish you were there. You wish you were somewhere else.
Why I'm lonely.
He is so lonely.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yes.
I wish that I
could what?
Go back home.
Oh, to Rochester. Thank you, Tony. You can fade that down now. Thank you.
I am lonely.
Alan, thank you. I knew Alan's hanging around the studio. In times, that was Alan's voice, no question about it. I think he was hugging Tony, which is a no-no. It's a no-no even if we're not in a virus situation. Nobody hugs Tony. I'm sorry. He's too manly for that. Tony, thank you, and thank Bobby Vinton for us, okay?
That sounded good.
It's perfect for a guy that's lonely. Of course, there is get that other song ready. Just tell me when it's ready, too.
Okay, I'm working on it right now.
Okay, he's working on it. He's getting it because I think more than Alan Harris, the traffic reporter, are lonely.
I am lonely.
I know, Alan. I know. But there are others that are lonely as well.
I'm
ready. To remember. Okay. So for everybody who is lonely, I think Buffalo is a lonely town. Play the music. This is Rick Nelson. This is an excellent song, and it's for everybody who feels lonely by being quarantined in their house. Something special.
There's a place where lovers go.
No, I don't think there's much of that going on.
Cry their troubles away.
It's a lonesome town, lonely.
And they call it.
What was it?
Lonesome Town.
Yes, Buffalo is a lonesome town.
Where the broken hearts stay.
We all have our hearts broken today.
You can buy a dream or two.
Well, you can rent one if you can't buy one.
To last you all through the year.
This is for Buzzy and whoever is hanging around with him.
And the only price you pay is a heart for tears.
Oh, Buzzy's broken a lot of hearts, I can tell you that.
Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away.
All right, Tony, we've had enough of Lonesome Town because everybody is. While you're looking through the vast WBEN library, look for the same song, Lonesome Town, but by Paul McCartney. Tony, let me know when you find it, if you find it. McCartney does a different version of this same song, but the tempo is totally different. And with the tempo being totally different, the message is still there. However, it sounds like a whole different song. I first heard this song on a cruise ship. I think we were in Europe somewhere, and I heard it over the PA system. I went back to the room, went back to the cabin, and dug out my electronic equipment and downloaded it. It was that good. So I don't know if it's available, but if it is, Tony will tell me.
I'm working on it. I'm queuing it up right now.
Okay, good. Because I think the newer version of this, which would be by McCartney, is even better than this. There we go.
Where love is gone.
This is Paul McCartney.
To cry.
What do they call it, Polly? Huh?
And they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay.
No, we're not a city of broken hearts. We're a city that can get things done. Very nice. Very nice. See a little dash of McCartney. We're taking a break, and then we'll be back with more fabulous, scintillating home entertainment on News Radio 930 WBN.